ECWOC Postmaster Matthew White says state troopers and officials up his chain of command recommended he file a stalking protective order against David McNeese, who moved from Dillingham to ECWOC last fall. Superior Court Judge Tina Ray asked White to describe the incidences of abusive behavior he alleges McNeese displayed on several occasions at the post office.
Well, they're more of a rant, but he's a large, imposing person. He's right on the edge of rage. He's loud, and it's always the same. You can't really rationalize any of his complaints. He just goes on to the next thing before receiving an answer or accepting a rational and logical answer.
White said he's had these run-ins about once a month since the fall, and that he and another post office employee had considered the behavior threatening. He told the court the small post office is doing all it can to deal with frequent large orders, mainly of dog food, that McNeese has shipped into the village for his 30 sled dogs.
Right now there is 39 large packages in the lobby because there isn't room in the back office to hold them and wait for people to get here. I have been working for 5 or 6 months with the city and with the post office to remove a wall and extend the size of our back office here, and it hasn't come through yet.
McNeese requested a Postal Service investigation into his own claims that important mail has been withheld and that his packages are not properly secured. He said he has not had a very welcoming experience in ECWOC and also filed counter-protective orders against White and the other post office employee.
They've affected my life. They've affected my families. And I do fear for them. And if this court goes wrong, I'm going to have to leave here because I do fear for my family.
Judge Tina Ray did not find in favor of any of the protective order requests, saying there was not enough evidence of actual stalking. She did suggest to McNeese that he tone it down a bit to help alleviate some of the tension. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.